हरे कृष्णा। कॉस्मिक एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन इज मोर लाइक अ कंट्रीज एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन देन अ कॉन्टिनेंट्स। मैन पीपल हियर अबाउट दी वैदिक सिस्टम वेयर देर आर टॉक्स अबाउट मैनी गॉड्स, एस्पेशली पीपल हु कम फ्रॉम अ वेस्टर्न रेफरेंस पॉइंट थिंक ऑफ दी वैदिक वर्ल्ड व्यू एज अ पॉलीथीस्टिक वर्ल्ड व्यू। Polytheism is the idea that was, according to popular convention, prevalent in the Greco-Roman world before Christianity took it over. And polytheism has the idea that there are many gods who are all on competing turfs. So each god is fighting with some other god, either to try to expand his territory or at least protect his territory. So in this idea, the administration of the universe is something like, in today's terms, the administration of a continent. In a continent, there are different countries. Each country is independent and it has its independent head of state. So, like that, each god within polytheism is considered as independent and often conflicting with others. But the Bhagavad Gita describes a conception of God which is very different. In the 10th chapter, 15th verse, Krishna states, Arjuna tells Krishna that Swayamevatmanatmanam Vetthatvam Purushottama Bhutabhavana Bhutesha Deva Deva Jagatpate. So he says, Swayamevatmanatmanam, my dear Lord, you alone know yourself. Swayamevatmanatmanam Vetthatvam Purushottama, O Purushottama, O Supreme Person, you know yourself. Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha, you are the source of the universe, you are the Lord of the universe. Deva Deva Jagatpate, you are the God of the gods, and you are the master of the universe, Jagatpate. So here, among these five very important describers for Krishna, the relevant one for us is Deva Deva. So Krishna is addressed here as not just a god, but as the God of the gods. So God of the God means that Krishna is not just one God among many gods, he is the one God above the many gods. He is the supreme among all the gods. And if we study the Vedic conception carefully, it is not polytheistic in the Western sense. It is actually like a multi-level monotheism. There is one God who has assistants who are working under him. And in this vision, the cosmic administration is like the administration of a country. In a country, there is one head of state, say the prime minister, and the prime minister allots various ministers, cabinet ministers with different portfolios. So these ministers have their own jurisdiction, but they are not vying for supremacy with the others. They have their jurisdictions and they are all subordinate to and accountable to the prime minister. Similarly, there are various devatas, but they are all accountable to the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is Deva Deva. And in this sense, the Vedic multi-level monotheism is significantly different from the Greco-Roman polytheism. Now, we may think all this difference is just some arcane theologizing. No, it has practical implications. Now, if we think that there are different gods who all have their own powers and they are competing, then our devotion gets splayed, it gets divided, and it becomes indecisive. Okay, whom should I worship? But if we understand that Krishna is the one absolute truth and he is the ultimate object of devotion, then if he is the Supreme Lord, he is Deva Deva, then we can wholeheartedly devote ourselves to him, and by such devotion we can experience purification, and ultimately by his grace we can attain liberation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.